So at the end of the sixth chapter, Krishna spoke the famous verse, Yoginam api sarvesham. And Krishna explained that of all the different types of yogis that are there, the bhakti yogi is considered the highest. So therefore in chapters 7 to 12, the middle six chapters of the Gita, Krishna explains what is so glorious about this bhakti. And chapter 7 is entitled Knowledge of the Absolute. And Krishna begins with one verse which Srila Prabhupada quoted many, many times in his lectures. It is one of the most important verses that Srila Prabhupada used in his preaching and teaching of Krishna consciousness. Krishna told Arjuna, Maya Shakta Mana Partha Yogam Yunjan Madashraya Ashamshayam Samagram Mam Yathe Gyasasi Tachrunu. Krishna tells Arjuna, hear from me about what this knowledge of the Absolute is. If you want to understand what bhakti is, you have to hear from the devotees. We have to hear every day the realizations and the insights of the devotees, because by hearing, we can understand Krishna. One time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, was giving a Bhagavatam class in the morning. So as he was speaking to all the devotees, someone came in, a guest, and came in front of Krishna, offered pranams, made a donation, bowed down, and then the person got up and began to walk out of the door. As that person reached the door, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, who was giving the Bhagavatam class, shouted to that person. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, do not think that you can see Krishna with these eyes. You have to sit down and hear this philosophy. And by giving oral reception to this philosophy, then you will really be able to see Krishna. Otherwise, your going in front of Krishna is simply an eye massage. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was not saying it's bad to take darshan. It's very good. But taking darshan of Krishna is not enough. Only when we hear the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, only when we hear that philosophy can we actually understand what bhakti is. But for us, it's very difficult to hear. They say devotees in the temple get 7 hours sleep every day, 6 hours at night, and 1 hour in the Bhagavatam class. To concentrate is very difficult. To concentrate and simply hear someone is very difficult. But unless you hear, you cannot understand. And then Krishna goes on in the seventh chapter to explain that those who do not hear properly, they begin to worship God, but in the wrong way. And then Krishna opens up a whole discussion, something very sensitive. Krishna says that one should not worship demigods. We find this a lot when we go to people's homes and we look at their altars. And all the gods are there. Sometimes even politicians are there as well. Everything. Krishna says that we should respect and honor everyone. But we should honor according to their position. So Krishna explains that while we should honor the demigods, we should never confuse the demigods to be the supreme being. And therefore Krishna establishes that He is the Swayam Bhagavan, the Purushottama, the Param Brahma, the Absolute Supreme Personality. And that there are demigods who are empowered to take care of various necessities within the material universe, but they should never be equated to God. Sometimes this is a little difficult for people to digest. One time, one man, he got into a taxi in New York. So he told the taxi driver, take me to JFK Airport. So the taxi driver began to drive. Now this man in the back, he knew New York a little bit. So they got stuck in a traffic jam. And then it opened up again and they were driving. But he felt there was some quicker way. So from the back, he tapped the man on the shoulder, the taxi driver. He just tapped him on the shoulder. And as soon as he tapped him on the shoulder, the taxi driver started screaming, shouting. He nearly crashed the car into another lane and he was going crazy. This man said, calm down, relax. Finally, they pulled up the car to the side. So the taxi driver turned back and the passenger said, what happened? I was tapping you on the back to give you some directions. The taxi driver said, I'm very sorry. This is my first week as a taxi driver. For the last 20 years, I've been driving a funeral car. If you're in a funeral car and someone taps you on the back, I mean, causes a little anxiety. So there was nothing amazing about tapping him on the back. It was just straightforward. But because he had been doing something for so many years, it became very difficult. So similarly, those who are following the Vedic tradition, sometimes they are doing things for so many years. My mother did it, my grandmother did it, and her grandmother did it. And now you're telling me to change? So it becomes very difficult. But actually, if we read Gita, then everything becomes clear. Krishna says that we should honor everyone. But there is one God, and that God is Krishna. Hare Krishna.